So you were 7 years old by this time?
No, I was probably more like eight.
Okay.
Or nine.
So three, four, five children down there?
I don't think there were as many as five. I believe there were like three. It wasn't that large a place. And we just stayed there. We didn't ask questions. We just did what our parents told us. And what I have heard and read about, that even very young children sensed the danger. Their parents didn't tell it to them how dangerous it was, but they followed their parents' orders. So I remember that incident quite well.
The children were taken because that was the future.
That's right. The children, Jewish children, all over Nazi German-occupied Europe, were one of the major enemies. As you said, children represent the future. And in order for genocide to succeed, the children in the minds of these evil, horrendously, I don't want to say the word crazy, because they were not crazy. They were doing this out of some impossible conviction that they were going to give the world the gift of a world free of Jews. In order for genocide to succeed, the children had to be eliminated. I have since learned that over 1.5 million Jewish boys and girls were murdered during World War II.
You spent 4 years living in that ghetto?
Correct.
Were you educated then in the ghetto?
At the very start, I joined the school, but I don't remember it even, except bits and pieces. It didn't last long. I would like to mention a name of a young man who I think I remember, but I am not sure. And that is David Sierakowiak. He became a very real person in my life, my adult life now. And chances are that I actually did meet him. It was about, 15 years ago, when I was in an old Borders bookstore in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I love going to bookstores and going through the bargain tables and always looking for anything that has anything to do with the Holocaust or the Shoah. I prefer to use that word often. I came across a book, The Diary of David Sierakowiak from the Lodz Ghetto. I took that book, of course, I turned the pages, and there, on a page, totally at random, was a photograph of my mother that is now displayed at the Sherwin Miller Museum here in Tulsa. I couldn't believe my eyes. There was my mother. I tried to trace where that photograph came from. I believe it was Mendel Grossman, who was a photographer there, that took photographs at random in the street. That had to be early on, because in the photograph, she still looks like a normal person. She looks like herself, the way I remember her from before the war. So I read, of course, the diary, which is really part of the diary that was found in an apartment in Lodz and kept by someone. And parts of it were used to heat a stove during part of the war. But those parts that were found were edited and published by Ellen Edelson. And it is called The Diary of David Sierakowiak, who died in the Lodz Ghetto of starvation and tuberculosis, a brilliant young man who was only 18 years old. So when I speak about particularly the Lodz Ghetto, I always speak in memory of David Sierakowiak.